Welcome to the podcast, everybody. As always, there's a couple things we ask you to do. First, go to the Facebook page, like and share the Facebook page. After you do that, you go to Twitter, follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
at Comes Natural Pod.
After you do that, head on over to iTunes, rate the podcast, review the podcast, then subscribe to the podcast. And then we'll start the show off proper. Cody!
And welcome to the show, everybody. Comes Naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody, and today our special guest is
Taj.
Yep, Taj is here.
I'm so excited. You're so excited.
Yeah.
We're all excited.
Totally excited about Star Wars.
Yep.
Never heard of it.
Let's go over all the theories. That's what this episode's about.
Shitty theories.
Yep. We can make this a shitty theory podcast because there's someone that's going around about Batman.
So does that make it a shitty podcast?
No,
it's a great podcast. It's about
world's
shit.
Greatest podcast world's about greatest. Shitty theories.
Put that down.
Nope, we got it.
All right.
Nope,
high fives. So Star Wars, obviously we talked about it a little bit last week and then we got cut off early, mainly because of time and
stuff. Ended abruptly.
But yeah, so we got the first real full-length trailer, the last full-length trailer.
Yeah, first and last.
Yep. Finally got it, and then they're like, nah.
Was that a happy dance you were doing there, Mike?
Mm-hmm. Nah, sweet. That's cool. That's all you get.
It's kind of
cool. That's all you need.
Well, if it was anything else other than, like, because Star Wars could have not shown any footage at all and still been the highest-grossing movie. Maybe of all time, you know?
The trailers could have just been like the sound of lightsaber turning on, John Williams score, lightsaber turning off.
And Star Wars. Yellow letters.
Or it could have stole from the Terminator 2 trailer and just had Han Solo's face said, I'll be back, and then cut away.
And no, it'd been like,
dun,
we're
dun, home. Dun, dun, dun. And then people were like, well, that's weird, but I'm still watching it.
It would have worked.
I mean, it could have just been Han Solo saying, we're home, and then had the John Williams score.
No,
I mean,
but
we're just going to sum it up, is that it could just been some random dude walk out on a black screen and go, Star Wars.
That's also very true.
And like, Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
And people would be like, December. Half-Life 3 confirmed.
The cake is a lie. So that trailer was amazing.
It was pretty good. Yeah.
Joe's a dick.
I'm just saying. It was pretty good.
What could have been better about
Get
it?
Out.
I could have seen, you know, a lot more plot.
Well, no, they don't
want
to.
There's a reason.
I know they don't want
Get
to.
Get out.
Like Star Trek.
But I want to see the movie.
Yeah, wait till December.
Yeah, that's why they're giving you a taste like heroin.
I don't
want to
wait
heroin.
Till December.
Well, no one wants to wait till December.
Yeah.
But if you don't, it's not done yet. They're still literally in the editing room looking at effects still. Like,
I don't care. I'll help them.
I don't think
they need your help or want your help.
That you know of.
I was going to go with the second one.
That
more
you
than
know
the first.
I mean, it's a pretty good guess.
You think that they're going to do early pre-screenings for this, for doing the audience and stuff? No?
Not
they don't
a chance.
Give a fuck.
They're like, hey, even if this isn't a good movie, we're going to make a ton of money.
The movie could be 30 minutes long. We're going to make a ton of money.
It's not, though.
But it could be, is what you're saying.
It could be.
But yes.
It could have been 22 and a half
and then they're
minutes
all
long
to be
with
continued.
Commercials.
With commercials.
And it still would have made a
with
ton
commercials
of money.
For their own toys.
every time they end a quick scene, they just show all the toys from that scene.
Every time they introduce something new, it's like, here's the play set.
Cut
and
they
to
have
toys.
A couple little kids playing with it. Oh.
Like the community episode?
Yeah.
The G.I. Joe one? Mm-hmm. It's really funny. Speaking of interesting things, did you see that someone pointed out that they showed the new AT-ATs?
No. Did not see that.
Yeah, in the Korean trailer, which has a weird, random, extra lengthened scene.
Why do they get the extra
Who
scene?
Who fucking knows? I don't know.
They need more. They can't comprehend it.
So, remember the second teaser trailer that came out, where it finally showed from behind the dude standing at the podium talking to all the stormtroopers? Because remember the first teaser, it showed from the stormtrooper's point of view,
mm-hmm.
and the second one showed from behind him.
Mm-hmm.
The camera pans from left to right. Well, in this one, it stays going, so it kind of keeps coming out, and you actually see on the right-hand side a bunch of what looks to be newer AT-ATs. They look kind of like a mix between the AT-AT and the AT-PT from Clone Wars, the turtle-looking ones. But they're, like, bigger, and they don't have the extended, like, the extended neck. It's, like, towards the body.
So my question would be, has anybody in the Americas actually seen this?
Yes.
I'm looking.
Yeah, you can, because you can go to YouTube and watch the Korean trailer. It's the same exact teaser trailer we got.
Just a little extra.
With, like, a second longer view. And because it's real quick. It's just, like, boom, you see him. And it's, like, it's just, boom, it's real fast. So if you pause it, you can see him. And they're not like a, it could be it. You can visually see them. I mean, they're, like, this big on the fucking
screen. So there's no missing, no guessing.
Oh, no. There's no, like, oh, they could be. No, you can tell they're some kind of mobilized walkers. They don't look as tall at, well, they look almost as tall as AT-ATs, but their legs look more articulated like the ones from the Clone Wars, which I think is an AT-PT, if I remember correctly.
It's an AT-something.
Yeah. But the legs go outward, like, kind of outwards versus, like, just underneath them like a camel.
Okay.
Because, obviously, AT-AT, everyone refers to as the metal camel because it looks like a...
Metal camel.
Camel. Yep.
Good job.
Yep.
Mike's in today.
I was gonna get the soft underbelly.
Like that.
And giant cannons. Like a...
I guess that's right. Yeah.
Because they have...
Stop.
Yeah. Moving along.
Anyway, so yeah, that's pretty interesting, I thought. I can probably pull it up while we're talking, if anyone wants to continue talking about stuff.
Well, what's your first theory, the first theory that you've heard?
The shittiest one, or the first one I heard, stupid one where Kylo Ren is trying to clone Darth Vader by gathering as much as stuff as he can so they can try to pull the essence of his force essence out of the material to clone him.
That would be incredibly stupid and weird.
That'd be incredibly impossible.
It's also, I mean, well it's Star not Wars. Star Wars, though. So,
they
mean,
did have that whole entire clone facility.
Wait a minute.
They had lightsabers.
Are you trying to tell me Star Wars isn't real?
Not yet. If the Cubbies would have won. Oh, wait, no, that's a different one.
No, that's it. Yeah, that's Back to the Future.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, basically, Lexus and a bunch of other car companies have flying cars just waiting to be released. The Cubs didn't win the fucking World Series. They didn't even get to the World Series. They're like, well, destroy them all.
They didn't win. God, they suck.
So what happened? They're like, yes, dude, as soon as they win,
we're in.
It's over. We're just going to be like, everybody, flying cars and hoverboards. They're available. Get them now. And then they're like, nope, fuck them.
Thanks, Cubs.
Yeah.
You set us back in another 25 years.
Yeah, stupid dicks.
Those guys are
Didn't they invite that guy that, like, the guy from Martin? A few years ago? Yeah, didn't they invite him back to the game? He was, like, front row or something?
That's probably why they lost.
No, he didn't. He didn't. There is a Kickstarter. Someone had a Kickstarter to invite him to pay for the ticket.
Oh, is that what it was?
There. But, I mean, that's a whole long story. The guy obviously didn't do the show. Dude got so many death threats. Yeah, and, like,
that poor guy.
He moved out of the state.
There's no way.
Yeah, he's like
He might be in a country that doesn't have extradition rights to it.
So or baseball.
Every country has baseball.
You know.
Russia has baseball. That proves that every country has baseball.
I don't know. It's questionable. Moving on.
Any country is worth a damn,
but I believe the Kickstarter actually made all the money, but, like, they couldn't find him. Like, no shit, yeah, you're gonna fucking
yeah.
No extradition.
The dude had his face change. He had two sex changes,
just to throw people off.
Yep. Yeah,
like, this guy kind of looks like Steve Bartman. And you look at his medical history. Well, he had a sex change, so it couldn't.
And then
be
a
him.
Sex change
and
back.
And another.
He became a dolphin. Like in South Park.
God,
nice. But no, he didn't show up because he shouldn't have. Because Chicago's stupid when it comes to that.
You know what I really like about this conversation? It started off in Star Wars, and now we're talking about baseball.
No, not really. We're talking about
Steve Bartman.
Back to the Future.
Too. Well, technically, we went from Star Wars to Back to the Future.
It's called a segue.
Yeah, it's called a segue. Calm down.
Yeah,
really rough segues.
It's one of those things that a cop can't ride.
Stop ruining it.
And if you haven't seen that video, you should YouTube that too.
Cops
riding segways.
So there's a lot of weird theories going around. There is one, like, some people are thinking, like, Kylo Ren or Luke is Kylo Ren. I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Some people are saying that Luke's dead in it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just going to get Ghost Luke, basically, for a little bit. which is what.
Here's the video.
Would Ghost Luke?
Oh, yeah. Hello. You can
blatantly see them. They're not hard to spot. Like, they're right there. It's like I said,
they are right there.
They look almost as tall, like, as the ones from the Clone Wars, but not as tall as an AT-AT. I don't know how far these TIE fighters are from them, but they don't look like big
much
enough.
Much bigger.
You know what I mean? Because the AT-AT was really big. I mean,
extremely tall.
Luke flew a snowspeeder between its legs without like the worry of really running into it. Though one of those couldn't fly between that and do it. So it's like maybe it's bigger than an AT-ST, but smaller than an AT-AT. But I thought it was interesting because like there's a gun. Looks like there's a gun turret on top of them, like,
as well as here, the
and then right in the front. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And you can see there's, like, just shit ton of TIE fighters, like, everywhere. The new ones, the one with the black frame.
I don't know what any of that says, though. I can certainly guarantee that.
Yeah.
Those characters.
Something in Star Wars.
Yeah.
And then just a shit ton. Like, look how far back those banners go. Like, there's so many. Like, how good are those speakers?
Future speakers.
They're like back in there, like, we have no idea what this guy is saying.
Can we really consider them future speakers when it's a long time ago?
Oh, it's a long time ago.
In a galaxy far,
even
far away.
Further in the future, though.
But it's from when the story is being told, which we don't know when that actually is.
So it's point of view.
The narrative could be.
Fair enough. Got it.
Future. So, yeah, it's all in the future.
Past future.
It's our future, but someone's past. They're far, far past.
Science.
Boom.
Science the shit out of stuff.
Math. So, yeah, just type in Korean Star Wars trailer. You'll get it. It shows up.
What do you think's going on with Luke? Because that's the biggest thing is they haven't really shown Luke, even though they kind of did, but they haven't really shown Luke at all. And when
they just haven't shown his face.
Solo and Chewie are getting major screen time, and Princess Leia finally popped up in the last one, too. And so why no Luke?
I think they want to keep his appearance a mystery, even though
I was going to say, well, not just his appearance, but the story surrounding him.
Don't know what he looks like, though.
Yeah.
But some set photos that they released.
Yeah, well, there's some set photos that people like took from a distance, like and stuff. But all you see him is just like in his Jedi robes with his gnarly beard, standing there. So it's like, you know what I mean? I think one of the rumors I read that sounds better than the horseshit ones some of them I read was he's in a remote. Place where no one really knows how to get there except for a few people, Han Solo, and they're tracking down Jedis from all over the galaxy trying to get them to one place to save them from being killed by Phasma and her troopers. Who is Phasma, if you don't know, is the silver stormtrooper, the giant one.
That thing looks gnarly.
Yeah. Gwendolyn Christie.
Okay.
Just some Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
You've never seen that before.
Brianna
Tarth.
Whichever way you want to pronounce it.
Rianne of Tarth. You ask the guy who reads the audiobooks, says it like four different ways in four different books. Ridiculous.
Consistency.
But I mean, look, even in this picture, she's taller than everybody around.
Same picture?
Yeah, it's the same one. Yeah.
So who dies in it? Chewie?
Yeah, probably. Chewie dies. Maybe.
Well, I think it's definitely a theory.
Yeah.
So that one picture just doesn't make any sense. To be him, because this doesn't have enough hair.
It's a weird angle.
Maybe he has having a bad hair day. Well, and so he's a little matted.
Some people who have gone through and looked at it say that whoever it is wearing a brown coat. And I was like, well, they're not going to kill Finn off that quickly. He was wearing a brown coat.
They're certainly not killing off Finn.
He'll be the first one to die.
Oh,
God.
Joe high-fived that and he didn't want to. But he already had his hand up there.
He was reluctant.
He said. No, I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
So that just makes you even more.
Because it's a movie trope.
It is a movie trope.
It is very much.
It's sad.
It's a shameful one, but it's...
Especially when in Star Wars where you only have, what, like
he's
three?
He's the third?
One of them's already dead because Mace Windu died?
Every trilogy gets one.
Yeah, exactly.
Lando survived, as far as we know. We didn't see him die.
That doesn't necessarily mean he's showing up in any of these.
He got out of the second Death Star before it blew up with a pancake.
Yeah, we know he's alive in some way, shape, or form.
Just fucking searching galaxy for the place that sells Colt 45.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking bitches.
Or the General's fried chicken.
Or the General's fried chicken.
General Grievous's fried chicken.
Every bucket comes with six arms.
Oh, that's
But the breast is skinny and anemic.
Yeah. Pretty much all bone.
And it has leaky eyes and a bad cough.
Oh, wow.
Star Wars jokes.
Star Wars jokes.
Best that chicken ever.
One of the nerdiest.
Now I want KFC to sponsor him.
Oh. KFC gives you the General Grievous bucket. It's just all burned to a crisp.
Like, it's all bones. What the fuck?
And a heart.
And a heart.
Yep.
There's a strange heartbeat coming out of my bucket of chicken. I don't understand.
Like Cranky Eggers when there was chicken beaks in my chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Makes me laugh. Yeah. So, Star Wars. Another theory. Let's see. What's one of the theories I read? Oh, go ahead.
The other theory, the one I read, was that he just is a complete hermit.
Yeah, garbage. Go ahead.
Explain. But, I mean, it from what we know, it kind of is true.
I mean, we don't know anything.
We don't really know anything, no, but we know that he wasn't in a lot of the filming. In fact, from what I've even heard, he was just on when they did filming in Ireland, I think it was.
No, it's now.
That's now?
That's what they're doing right now, yeah.
Yeah, but he's been only there for that.
He was in London for a lot of it.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like a lot of the information that gets released, too, is like misinformation, too, so you have to take all that with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the real thing is there's not a lot of outdoor shooting, believe it or not, because they can't find places on our Earth that don't have
Shocker.
Planes and stuff flying over them.
Yeah.
So Pinewood Studios in London, they film a lot of it on the giant sound stages. So he's indoors a lot. So the only time you're going to really see him is when you have a chance to walk out. Like there's the one picture of him, JJ, and someone else standing next to the X-Wing they had built. Mm-hmm. Which is Poe's X-Wing, as we know now, because it has the rounded wings, which is the new design. And then what was I reading? Not theory-wise. The trailer breakdown, I think it was IGN, who we all know is garbage at everything they do.
They are.
Was like, we found out in the new one that B-88 is Poe's co-pilot, like R2 was for Luke. I was like,
mm-mm.
First off, we don't know that. We did see B-88 in what looked to be the droid spot in an X-Wing, but you never see Poe and him all in one shot. You see Poe in the cockpit of one, and then you see a separate shot of B-88 in the back of one. We don't really know what that means.
Yeah, that could be anything.
He could be lending a hand. He's like, I need an astromech droid. Hey, this little rolling guy's an astromech droid, and he's like beep beep, and like gives him like the digital middle finger, but no one can see it because
he projects it.
Because he has the fingers.
And C-3PO's like, yeah, he totally said it'll go on there. It's going to be a rough ride. Like, he's just, like, cussing like crazy. And then you find out he's a Sith.
It's possible, because R2 cussed a lot.
It bleeped out every line he had.
Yep. Wasn't he actually supposed to have dialogue?
He was supposed to actually talk.
Yeah, he was actually supposed to talk. Something so weird to learn.
Yeah.
That R2 was supposed to talk.
Well, Jabba was a dude, remember?
Yeah. And then they did the awful job of digitizing him in, and then Han just goes, kick.
Yeah.
Popping locks over his tail when he's talking to him. That's some of the worst editing. It's like, you should be ashamed of yourselves. You make billions of dollars. I have spent millions of dollars on this. You should use some of that money to do better special effects. Easily.
Spent a lot. Not that
I don't say millions. I'm going to say it's a stretch.
And nerd money. It's fine.
Gotcha.
Nerd money, yeah.
The equivalent.
We have a lot of Star Wars stuff.
It's true.
You've definitely spent thousands of dollars.
That's absolutely. Star Wars
stuff. Like just, that's for sure.
What was that? Three, four sabers.
There's four there. Sabers. I have Yoda.
At least $1,000 in
Darth Maul's
in
the other room. What?
At least $1,000 in lightsabers.
No, they weren't that expensive.
No, those ones are only like $200. Okay. Oh, actually, yes. Whoops. No, yes.
I'm like counting how many.
He's got six.
It's actually more. Yeah, it's probably more because Darth Maul was $250 or $300. I can't remember how much that one was. The limited edition one. You can only buy it at the Comic-Con. Signed by Ray Parks, by the way. So go fuck yourselves.
Yeah. Ray Parks from
Parks and Rec.
Fanboys.
Fanboys fame. He's a security guard.
His only direct link to anything Star Wars.
Yeah, that's the one.
You spend too much money on shit.
And then I have two blasters.
Hey, let's keep your personal life out of this.
Four helmets. I have a Darth Vader, a prototype Boba Fett. I have a Darth Maul in the other room. I have
thousands.
Boba Fett's Lego.
Plural.
You have the Anakin bust right there.
You have the Anakin bust.
Which is awful.
That's awesome, dude.
Why anybody would want to own a bust of Anakin Skywalker.
Before or after the car accident.
That's actually right before he decapitates Dooku.
That is true. That's right before he chops the head off. That's about the only time he was worthwhile.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah. I was like, it's like he's not Mark Hamill.
No,
like,
what that meant Speed Racer. Or what are the things he...
Go Speed Racer. Go Speed Racer.
Pod Racer?
Pod Racer.
Yeah, pod Racer.
Go Pod Racer.
That was way after Pod Racer. He's an adult at that point.
He's got like a little monkey that jumps into the back. He's got
a scar on his face already.
It's a Speed Racer joke.
I realize that, but...
Just let it go, Joe.
I want Mark Hamill to be the bad guy.
No.
I don't think he'll be in most of this movie. I think most of this movie is going to deal with Han and Leia and their children and introducing all the characters.
He will show up in the trilogy?
He will. No, he absolutely will.
Oh, he's already in this one.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
he'll be,
more so.
Yeah, he'll be in this one later on as they find him. Because there will be a point where they're like, you know, we got
to go to Jedi Temple, which you've seen in the new trailer.
We got
to
find Luke. Which looks amazing. And they'll go find him, and he'll know about this stuff already, and, you know, somehow the Jedi Temple will come into it, you know. And then from there, I don't know. I mean, big giant wars or whatnot.
Well, there's always going to be a war.
Sorry. Oh, and it's rumored that this snowy landscape Thrawn in this picture that I still have on my computer for some reason
is not hot.
Is the outer shell of the Starkiller.
Oh, so that's...
And it breaks loose, and the Starkiller's inside of it. And I was like, well, that's fucking terrifying, because that means it's actually terrifying. The size of a planet.
Well, technically, the Death Star was supposed to be the size of a planet.
Size of a moon. Well, small moon.
Well, Pluto's smaller than the moon.
Depends on the moon. But it's not even a planet anymore.
Dwarf planet. They gave it back.
I like to call it a little planet.
The little planet that could just chugging along.
Call it a dwarf planet.
Does it get offended?
I'm pretty sure it does.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Little person planet?
No, it's a little planet. It's not a person.
Little person's planet?
Little planet.
It's an LP as well. Little planet. Just not a... Never mind.
Your little planet.
Wow.
Ew.
So other theories that you guys have heard.
What are the other ones? Oh, I think we discussed it on here, maybe, is that Finn is actually the grandson of Mace Windu, who's actually the... And he's also the son of Lando, because Lando's the son of Mace Windu.
Really?
Yeah, so the only three black people
are all connected.
Are actually family members. So the rumor is this.
Jesus, get out.
Mace Windu had a secret marriage, and that's why he was so against Anakin and all that fun stuff. He shunned his family. They went off. He had a son with her whose name was Lando. Lando then became the ruler, part tide or whatever you want to call it, of Cloud City, Bespin. And then somehow he has a son who is Finn. Like,
not somehow. You know Lando was laying it down.
Oh, for sure.
So,
yeah,
like, Lando, we don't know who his mom is.
Technically speaking, Lando probably has like 40 or 80 kids.
Yeah.
Lando is the Glenn Quagmire of
Cloud
Star
City.
Wars.
Yeah.
Like, he throws that dude around.
Yeah. Yeah, Cloud City was...
Cloud City, more like Calrissian. Lando was fucking Lay City, you know what I mean? Because he's getting laid.
A lot of Calrissians going around there.
Stop.
There's a lot of Calrissians just running around.
Think Lando will be in it at some point?
I would hope so. I
fucking hope so.
Certainly
I
do.
I think he might sneak up in this one.
I hope at one point they're walking through like the city or whatever, and in the background you see a TV with like a malt liquor ad on it,
and it's
Lando.
No.
As like a throw in.
So you just want Star Wars to be a space movie.
Well, no, hold on. And then later on.
No, so it sounds like. No, there's more to it because.
Let me finish my thought. Then later on, they meet up and Han says, man, I said your ads are everywhere. He goes, yeah, money rolling in. It'd be really funny.
No, it wouldn't. It'd be stupid.
It would be extremely funny.
It'd be extremely
stupid. Now it would be funny because you said it out loud. But before that, no.
Right. If this wasn't your thought and we didn't, you know, it just happened to pop up, we'd be upset. But now that you've said it and it showed up, we'd laugh because you said it.
I'm still upset.
Delete.
I don't know what
because
you're
that's incredibly stupid.
I think Lando secretly will pop up in one of the movies.
I would hope so.
All of a sudden, a stormtrooper gets shot in here. Ha ha! Gotcha! See him and he's gone. That's it. Just pops up, shoots a guy.
Everybody gets one.
What other
redemption?
Tell him, Peter. Right? I guess
I save Han again.
what other characters do you think will show up?
Lando shoots first.
Lando shoots first
because the other motherfuckers ain't got a chance. Other characters? I mean,
like characters that we know.
Pilot number one,
Porkins.
Porkins is gonna
show up.
Porkins
son. As a giant fucking space ghost.
Porkins yeah. Jr.
What you didn't know is he had the force the entire time.
All of his kids.
Yeah, he had
also
Porsche.
Known as the pork rinds.
Called gravity.
pork rinds.
sorry.
No, but
he
like
married a Mexican, so it's pork and beans. sorry. Wedge Antilles could show up.
Who?
Wedge Antilles.
Wedge.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Akbar could show up.
Akbar, yeah, he could show up. He could be alive still. Who knows how long?
It's only been 30 years. Yeah.
31.
31. That's right. Yeah.
So
that's
random.
Stupid,
by the way,
trivia question.
We saw a trivia. We were at the movies on Sunday. We're waiting, and trivia comes on. Before you got there, obviously, and it's like how many years have taken place between. Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens, and you see like 3, 5, 30, and 31. I was like, it's 30, right?
Yeah,
and it pops
so
up,
I said
31
too.
Years. I was like, it's a pretty random number. I mean,
it really
it's
is.
Not 3. I know that. It's not 5. 30. Not 31. It's good.
No, it's like, yeah, it's like the guy who came up with that time was like, we should do 30 years, and some other guy was like, that's too even.
You have Johnson
31.
In the backyard. 31! Alright, let's go with Johnson.
Because yeah,
he won't shut up.
He'll Johnson. Just keep yelling at if we don't say it. That's what we're doing.
The fifth meeting. Why do we keep letting him in here?
But now they got to put his name on shit because he, you know, 31.
There's always a Johnson.
Him. There's
just
always
look,
a Johnson.
Every credit. Always there's a Johnson. He's always an asshole.
And there's always that name that nobody can pronounce, even the person whose name it is.
It's true. Swedish people.
okay.
Dude, have you seen the credits for the girl with the dragon tattoo?
Uh-uh.
General Craig one?
Which one?
General Craig one. Good luck reading those goddamn fucking names. Holy Sven.
I can't imagine that the original has easily pronounceable names either.
No. And
that wasn't even in English.
Hard to watch.
I watched all
those
three.
Those are TV movies, by the way. Do you know that? Those were made for TV over there.
Really?
Yeah.
Aren't they supposed to be a lot worse? Like violent?
Yeah.
They are
stuff,
much
wow.
more.
Yeah, which is really hard to think because like she shoves a metal dildo up a guy's ass and then tattoos.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so... Like,
it's If you've ever got some time, I'm almost positive they're on Netflix.
Yeah, all three are on Netflix, yeah.
And, yeah.
Is it in English or
no,
is it subtitled in
it's
English?
It's subtitled.
They have dubbed ones.
Dubbed ones.
Yeah, I think the ones on... I think the ones on... Oh, no, I watched them subtitled.
I watched them subtitled.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that. I hate subtitled movies. I'm doing more reading. I love reading, but when I'm watching a movie, I don't want to be looking at the bottom of the screen the whole entire time.
I grew up on old, you know, Japanese, you know, karate effects and stuff like that, so I'm good with subtitles.
Fair enough.
Boom.
All right, who else could show up? Or who else do we hope shows up? Not could, but who, yeah.
I mean, really.
I mean, who's left? There's a whole lot of dying going on.
Well, he's dead, man. He got blowed up.
I know, but it should be
up.
Funny.
Yeah.
Not his character.
Oh, just Jimmy Schmidt.
Would you want Hayden Christensen?
Well, that's
to
a
show
rumor
as a
too,
ghost,
right?
His ghost,
shows up.
Mm-hmm. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
I suppose. I mean, ultimately, I'm still upset that they changed out the original ghost for
the
junior
thing
ghost.
I'm mad about.
It's just dumb. I hate to say it, but I was not a gigantic whiny bitch fan when it came
was
to
I?
Yeah. So.
Yeah,
I certainly didn't need to see more of them as a ghost.
You think they're going to have like another Jabba show up?
I mean, there's plenty of huts all over the galaxy.
The huts are all over the galaxy.
I mean, Clone Wars are fucking everywhere. Like, literally, there's a whole, like, whole city of
them.
Yeah,
it was
point.
A planet. The
well,
was it
a
city
a
or a planet?
But the one city was, like, overrun with them.
Yeah.
How about Boba Fett? You really want him to show up?
Yes, I mean, he can, but, like, he'd be, like... have a fat gut underneath his fucking armor. He's like, the jetpack can't lift him up. He just kind of hovers with it. It's like, da 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 da.
Han looks okay.
Yeah, but come
Han
on, dude. Boba Fett, like, he just lives on that one
more
side.
Like
he's
Boba
like, I got away from the Sarlacc, you know? He's like, yeah, I defeated Han Solo. I'll let him get away.
He's
I was like, you know,
yeah,
I won this
I
game.
Was tired
he
of
knows
that.
I won. He's just sitting in a bar trying to pick up on, you know, one-legged fucking
loose alien women.
And, you know, just hanging out on level 1313 of Coruscant. Just be like, yeah, what's up?
God. Could happen.
You're a nerd.
Could happen.
Definitely.
Level 13.
Do you think it's still carrying around, you know, Django's head inside the chopped off? No.
Did you ever see the robot chicken where they made fun of that?
No.
So you see him stand up and he picks the helmet up and the head falls off. It makes me laugh so every time it is so
pretty
funny.
Much every episode of Robot Chicken makes me laugh.
Yeah, the new season, brutal, by the way. Oh, did you watch the DC Special 3?
No, I didn't know
oh,
they
were. God, dude. Crisis on a bunch of Earths.
A bunch of Earths.
That's what they say. Oh, it's so funny. Composite Batman Superman.
Nice.
Or as Superman says, Composite Superman Batman. It's really funny. You should watch it.
Sorry.
Quit kicking boxes. Don't have anything in it.
No, I won't.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you will.
Who else could possibly be? Could show up in it. Who else?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of like
characters that really were, you know, significant in the movie that could show up. I mean,
yeah, but there really weren't a lot of significant characters
that didn't die or
that
or
we haven't really, yeah, we haven't already
or
mentioned.
Should be, you know, like Jar Jar.
No, really, but Jar Jar is not.
Fucking,
yeah,
just to piss people off.
So do I. So bad. I will.
Oh, they walk in the Jedi Temple
just,
and he goes,
and he's still there.
Hello. Like, he just says like hello to like Han, and Han's like, oh god, he's here.
Son of a bitch is still alive.
Well, Han wouldn't know him.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how would Han know him?
Well, because Han obviously knows where the Jedi Temple's at, so he shows up every now and then.
Yeah, but
he's probably smuggling out. Well, no, I'm saying is Jar Jar works at the Jedi Temple with Luke.
You're assuming that he's been back and forth.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because the theory would be that he's helping Luke smuggle in Jedi from other areas of the galaxy to train. And so he gets there all the time. He's like, I was hoping it was going to be out for today. Like, it's Friday, goddammit, or whatever they call the fifth day of
the weekend.
The weekend. Star Wars world. Pretty sure they call it Fridays. He's just like hanging out, and Luke's like, don't mind him. And like, he's like a Jedi. Oh, it'd be amazing.
Oh, no.
You just ruined Star Wars for everybody.
Have you not seen the Jar Jar trailer?
No. I don't want to see it.
What?
I have.
Yeah, it's amazing.
They replaced everybody with Jar Jar Binks.
Kind of like that Jar Jar poster that I
yeah, I've
you guys.
Seen the Jar Jar
There's
poster.
A trailer that
There's
goes with
There's a trailer
that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
Whoever made that should be drug out in the street and shot.
Or given a fucking Emmy.
I'm gonna go with that.
So I do. Let me finish. Through his head, like an Emmy through his head.
Okay.
Because that's the devil's work.
creating Jar Jar is the devil's work.
No. Making an entire Star Wars movie with Jar Jar is the devil's work.
Eh, kind of goes same.
I mean, other than like your main cast, you don't really have anybody else.
I was gonna say though. I mean, most of them are either dead or we've already mentioned.
Yeah, like they're dead in the movies.
Yeah.
You got C-3PO, the metal, or the fucking killer killer droid now with his bloodstained arm.
Yeah. R2 obviously comes back.
R2 Saint. You have all new characters that you're introducing, obviously.
Right.
But for your main part, your cast is your same mainstays from the original trilogy. That were, you know, all that again aren't already dead and don't come back as hologram ghost thingies.
And see a Yoda ghost some point.
Good. Him, Obi-Wan.
What makes sense? Strongest
and
Jedi.
Anakin just hanging out. There's like, we need to get away from this kid. All he does is train and masturbate. Like, he's
the training's getting boring to look at. Masturbating. It's getting really odd.
He stares at us.
The whole time.
We go opaque. We go clear. He still looks right. He, for some reason, he knows where we're at. It's called the Force.
Yeah, because it's all around
it's
you.
It's strong with him.
Yeah.
You think any relatives or anything of Padme could...
Well, we don't really know any relatives.
They were never really brought up in...
No, but I mean...
Because Leia's entire family was destroyed. That's where Jimmy Smith was.
Right.
Or Naboo.
Naboo could show up, but we don't even know.
Yeah.
She was an elected official, so we don't even know. She's not technically royalty.
No, I know. But I mean, like, you think...
I mean, other than we've never really met anybody...
Connected to her.
Connected to her family at all.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Uncle Ben and Aunt Peru are dead.
Even
if the rumors that they were not really not dead, like they the they didn't die, but like 31 years past that point, they'd be dead pretty by damn age. Old.
Yeah. Which is a really, I read that rumor too.
That was kind of like 50-ish, like mid-50s.
31 years later, I mean.
Yeah, but that's not like
future. Well, they died in the second movie, right?
Aunt Peru and Uncle Ben, well, they're the ones that got killed in episode 4.
Well, yeah. So, yeah. Okay.
But the rumor was that the bodies that were there burnt up were actually stormtroopers, and Obi-Wan showed up, killed the stormtroopers, burnt the bodies, That's how he got Luke to go with him. And so, Aunt Peru and Uncle Ben are like hiding out, going snicker, snicker, snicker.
So my point is that it's not actually 31 years. It's actually longer than that, because what's the timeline between 4 and 6?
Four and six.
How many years?
It's only a couple years.
That was more than that.
No, it's like 2 or 3, I think.
Gosh, I thought it was more than that.
Well, I mean, they aged.
I thought you spent at least a year on Tatooine, or not Tatooine, but with Yoda.
Dagobah.
On Dagobah.
Maybe. I mean, is there the second time? You mean when he passed away?
Yeah.
When he came back as super awesome Luke,
yeah,
and it could have been
Billy Badass Luke.
Because I mean, really, 4 and 5 happen damn near back to back,
right?
Because I mean, they're like just still, you know, fighting the war, just kind of hang out. I don't know, but I mean, Aunt Peru and Uncle Ben are pretty old.
Yeah, but they're not like old enough to where they have to be
Dead. They have to be dead. I can agree with that. I mean, they'd be like, I'd say that 50s and 60s, maybe.
Then
could be.
Chewie's old as fuck.
That's for sure.
For sure.
And he ages in dog years, so what does that tell you?
That puts him in the hundreds easy.
He ages in Wookiee years. What's wrong with you? You're racist.
It's just dog years in space.
So those are space dogs, though. They're different.
About the same, though.
Those are like more like 7 bears to 1, than dogs.
Somewhere around there.
Is his cousin Barf?
Mog?
He's a Mog.
He's a Mog.
It's a completely different race.
Yeah. Half man, half dog. Look, he's his own best friend. I've got some cousins
that are gotta be completely different.
If anything in the Star Wars universe is Chewie's cousin, it would be Ewoks.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
Oh, are we gonna get Ewoks?
I fucking hope so.
That means
we get Ewoks. He just goes, hey, fuck all these people who hate Ewoks. They're dope as shit.
Tree bears. The Jedi temples on Endor.
That
would be dope.
That would be dope.
Luke's just fighting with a bunch of fucking Jedi Ewoks. Jedi
Ewoks.
Amazing.
Bouncing around like Yoda did back
they're
in the day.
Swinging from trees, throwing lightsabers, but they're like little lightsabers. Because they got a little
pocket lightsaber.
Yeah. It's like a lightsaber letter opener.
I hope so much there's Ewoks in it. Like, I'm going to be mad now if we go through this next trilogy and there's no Ewoks.
Not
at
a
all.
Single fucking Ewok.
I'll be so pissed.
Mike's like, I want to hear the Wub Wub song. And they end this new trilogy on a party at Endor.
Yep.
Yeah. Again, that's it.
When they blow up the second Starkiller.
Wub. Got a bunch of new the helmets sitting around. You're like,
playing a mic drums. Oh, yeah.
People's do you think anybody from like, I've never seen the cartoon show. Cartoon show's all in canon, right? The one.
The newest?
Well, the new one's Rebels.
Yeah. Is that all like part
that's
of
that's supposed to be, but that
it's
takes
following...
place. That takes place before
4.
Before 4 does.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's following. Because
it follows right after the Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Clone Wars ends. The series ended in the same timeline. Return of the Jedi. Revenge of the Sith.
You could have a Darth Maul type, right? Like one of those people.
Darth Maul was in Clone Wars.
Yeah, Darth Maul's technically
alive. I'm talking about in the new movies.
He's technically alive.
Is it?
But
yes.
Savage could be in it.
Oh, he's got
like
metal legs, right?
Yeah.
Like spider legs almost?
They're almost like the Arrival with the knees go the other way.
How many conversations are we going to have in a week span that cover the Arrival?
Well, Arrival is like
the greatest movie.
Everything.
The Arrival is one of those movies that comes up way more than it should.
Like stealth.
Yeah.
Wait, do you have Arrival?
I'm sure he does somewhere.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah,
if not,
I have Arrival.
I have Arrival and Contact in a double pack.
Yes.
Wow. So
that's an amazing four hours.
let's go watch that back to back.
That is one heck of a combo pack.
Yeah, it is.
Well, the rival also might be with that. What's that one he did where they had the rocket chair?
The rocket chair.
That's Terminal Velocity?
Cop. Terminal Velocity is
it? I think it might be that one. Those two might be
Time Cop.
It's a rocket chair.
It's a Time Cop.
That was more of a pod.
Yeah, but there's...
You ever seen Terminal Velocity?
Yeah.
Where he has like the little rocket chair.
This is not a good movie, by the way.
What? Terminal Velocity is amazing.
Stop that.
Is that the one where he like airdrops into a birthday party right at the start of the movie?
Yeah, because yeah, he's the skydiver instructor. Yeah. And like lands in the wrong spot.
Mm. Yeah.
And the guy dies. And the stuff happens.
Yeah. Also, we need to talk a little bit of Suicide Squad too.
And Batman v Superman.
Squad.
We got time. Only 4:12.
So Empire magazine, we're releasing images, and they're doing
covers.
Well, they also released some of the images too. So new stills of the movie, but then also the covers have all the characters.
We've seen four of them. Right?
Four, yeah.
No,
we've seen two Jokers.
Two Joker,
one Harley, one Deadshot, and one
Enchantress.
Enchantress. I always want to say Huntress.
So five.
Enchantress. So yeah, we've seen five different covers. This Joker looks fucking weird.
One of my favorite ones is the
he looks crazy.
The full body shot where you see him without shoes on, wearing Arkham
sweatpants. Yeah.
The fucking like purple alligator skin jacket. And just like the cane, I was like, oh, this guy's so dope.
I text you, that's the one that makes me think that this Joker will eventually pull his dick out in a movie. Like, he just looks like that kind
of
Joker.
Well, if you buy Empire magazine over in Europe where it comes from, he has no sweatpants on.
No sweatpants. Just
hanging
Joker cock fucking, all over the place.
Got a smiley one-eyed fucking snake just bouncing from thigh to thigh.
Careful, it spits.
It's got a flower on it.
Combine Sports Aladdin ass. And
and a dick joke from Joker.
That's fantastic. Joker looks pretty good though, dude.
Joker looks great.
That picture of him,
like
and Harley
people,
Quinn.
Some people are like, "Oh, he looks like a retarded pimp." I'm like,
"You look a retarded pimp,"
but
more
totally but
works.
With less pimp.
The Deadshot looked pretty dope.
Yeah, with the crazy eyeball thing, which
but
we haven't seen yet.
Getting,
by the way.
Like, weird stills of him because he's look kind of like different from like picture to picture that we've seen.
But this we haven't seen him like in full gear yet either.
We haven't seen him in action a lot either too. Yeah. Like we saw the one trailer had him moving around a little bit, but I want to see him like in an action sequence.
We also that might have not have been full Deadshot too. That might have just been like him as part of Argus just doing the thing and then like gets fucking hit in the eye or something or wants to give him an upgrade and he gets the crazy fucking eyeball thing.
It'd be dope.
Chances looks crazy. Rumors are she's played by two people, a male and a female.
Really?
Old Loki style.
Nice.
Very nice.
I'm pointing to the trailer because there's a part in the trailer where you see her in like the muck.
Yeah.
And then later on you see her again. It doesn't really look like her, but it looks like a dude version of her. And I was like, maybe she's just like, you know, they make her look weird, but like you see it for like a split second. But, Joe, stop it.
Sorry.
So that magazine comes out tomorrow or yesterday, depending on tomorrow, Thursday.
Thursday
comes out,
whatever day,
the
29th, wherever you are,
of the Octobers.
And I think I'm gonna go pick up a couple of covers just to have them because the covers look
I
want to
see the rest
dope.
Of the pictures from the article,
yeah,
because they have a big old article about it in there. Which is weird, by the way. It's coming out now. The movie doesn't come out till June? Or no, August of next year, right?
I don't know.
March is Batman v Superman.
I thought it came out before Batman v
Superman. No, it's after.
Is it
That's
after?
We thought, and then we looked it up, and it's after. I think August. Because next year's chocked full of fucking comic book stuff. I mean, you have Turtles 2, Doctor Strange, Gambit...
Civil War,
X-Men, Apocalypse,
August 5th.
You have Suicide Squad, you have Batman v Superman, you have Civil War. There's a shit ton of comic book movies that come out next year.
Yep.
So yeah, March is Batman v Superman, and then August is. So you would think like, well, we'll probably get a full trailer for Batman v or on in front of Batman v Superman. Obviously, like you're gonna see one of the trailers, but it's probably gonna be like probably close to the final trailer. You know, I mean, it's a bunch of months away. I mean, it's 5 months difference, but.
Well, they've already released Batman v Superman stuff, you know, that came out. Their first trailer came out.
2 years ahead of it. So, but I'm saying, like, a final trailer. Because a lot of times, final trailers come out, like, 2 months before the movie does. And then from that point, you get that trailer over and over again, and then you get spots. TV spots that usually chops of that trailer with sprinkles of new stuff. Especially with DC. DC's fucking landmines the globe with that shit. I should say Warner does lambast you with fucking.
What do you think of the awesome? What was it? The 16 chapter,
15 chapter, over 50 images theory that Batman v Superman is technically the fifth Batman movie in the Nolanverse, and that Ben Affleck does not play Bruce Wayne; he plays Slade Wilson, who plays taking up Bruce the mantle Wayne. Of Batman.
Wow.
Now, this is a theory that there's 100 of theories that always float around, but all of a sudden this theory picked up like a lot of steam, like what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And like major, like as we say major, like major in the world of comic book news and stuff like that, websites were all reporting on it. We're all giving it to you. Yeah. Like all of them were.
Where's the connection?
So. I mean, the things he says, like the general breakdown of it, I guess technically could make sense, but it's like
there's a lot of extrapolating of small details to make you think this.
Well, I like the way Cody put it.
And I'm okay with there being like a twist or something like this, but this seems so far.
The twist is Joker at this point.
Well, I mean, I think everyone's already like expecting. I don't think they were really hiding that one though. That
but like much. The thing about Slade's Batman when he took over that, the mantle.
That's the worst part of it.
Yeah, was that he didn't go after Batman's villains.
Right.
He was still a mercenary. But he took out bad people, but he did it on his own terms. He went after thugs. He didn't go after masks or capes, whatever you want to call them. He also carried a sword, which is hot garbage in that fucking thing too. So clearly in this picture of a ant-sized Batman, you can see he's holding something that looks like a sword. I'm like, no, you look like it looks like there's something behind him that has a conical shape, unlike any sword.
New sword, thank you very much.
If anything, it's going to be that light post thing he was holding in the trailer we saw after he's trying to beat up Superman.
Yeah.
Because the other side of the picture is this giant bulbous square thing that looks like the top of the light of the stoplight. I mean, that it was like. And then it was like he then threw in like the Riddler because there's a question mark spray painted on a column. I was like, obviously the Riddler does exist in this world. It's not like the only villain's gonna be Joker.
I think little things idiot. Like that, like the question mark. Obviously, I think that has something to do with the Riddler, but I think they're just planting that
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they're certainly not gonna show up in Batman v Superman.
Well, because in this one,
there's no need.
Batfleck has retired, and it's been 30-something years of being Batman. So, like, obviously there's villains, and he's taken a lot of them down. So there's going to be evidence of villains around.
Right.
He's taken enough down where he felt like he could stop being Batman. Yeah. So
well, that,
hang it up.
You know, some death of some people.
And then also, like, in the trailer, like, why would Slade give a fuck about, like, because he's running into the damage of, like,
of the Wayne Tower.
Wayne Towers, and he's pissed. And
that one, I heard that he has loved ones inside the tower.
Yeah, so part of it is he says, like, his daughter, who's supposedly played by, can't remember the chick's name right now, doesn't matter, she's cast in it. If I think of her name, I'll say it what it is, but, she's cast the movie. We don't know who she plays yet. The early rumor was she plays Carrie Kelly, who is the female Robin in Frank Miller's Dark Knight Returns, which this is kind of based around. Jenna Maloney is the actress's name. But we've yet to see her on set. Well, someone saw her on set, just not as a character on set. Right. Like they saw her dressing room and stuff like that. But it's so the rumor. Part of this guy's theory is. She plays Slade Wilson's daughter, Rose Wilson, and she was working. She was basically running Wayne Enterprises for him in Gotham or in Metropolis when Superman and Zod's fight destroy most of the city. And when you see the Wayne building collapse, the girl he's holding is his daughter.
It's like I said, he's all the things he said can kind of could make sense in some weird world, but there's so much stretching of everything. There's so much like assuming that this is going to happen and assuming that that's going to happen that I couldn't believe that like major sites were running with this and reporting it like it was a legitimate fan. Like it's a fan theory, but they're reporting it like this is a legitimately possibility, you know?
And they're saying that Jared Leto's Joker is technically a Robin, but not Robin. He was, you see the suit that has the R on it, so he was a Robin, but he plays Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character from Dark Knight Returns, mm-hmm. or Dark Knight Rises, who then doesn't take up the mantle of Batman. He takes up the mantle of Robin instead, because he like, but I'm like, first off, again, this isn't in the Nolanverse.
Right.
Because it's just dumb. Like, why would any of that happen? Like,
okay, because if it was in the Nolanverse, that means Man of Steel had to take place in the Nolanverse. That means Man of Steel would have had some type of...
In his theory, it's the fourth Batman movie.
So you have Begins, Returns, Rises.
Well, you have Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises, which is the third one, and then you have... Yeah. Man of Steel, which is the fourth one.
Right.
And then Batman v Superman actually stands for Batman 5, Superman Dawn of Justice.
I get that, but I'm saying, like, so that means Man of Steel would have to be in this world, but there's no, like, any, like, we're talking about all the reporting, there's no reports about, like, no one mentioned Gotham, no one mentioned the fact that Gotham was basically a lockdown city held under...
Yeah, lawless.
You know what I mean? Like, wasteland. That's huge news. Like, if a city in real life, which obviously I'm saying real life, but the whole point of the Nolanverse was try to make it as realistic as possible. So if that was going on in that world, it would have been reported on somewhere. You know what I mean? There would have been a hint about that somewhere. So
the only thing I could say to that is there's a possibility that Man of Steel takes place after that. After the events of Dark Knight Rises.
Man of Steel.
What I'm saying is if I'm getting what you're getting at is that is why didn't Superman just swoop in and save the day?
Well, no, but you not even just swoop in, but you think like Lois Lane is reporting on all these things where this guy saved all these people. Superman knew he had powers,
but
he was saving people left
in
and
his
right.
own in his own.
Yeah, it fell in his window of.
Where he's not doing any of that, you know? Where he's traveling the world and, you know, he's
hiding
not,
out, really.
Yeah, hiding. He's fucking up a trucker world, and a trucker's lifestyle.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. This is happening is what I'm
saying.
But,
okay, I get that. But in a world where he exists and he does have these powers, he doesn't know how to use them properly, right? It's not technically Superman, but... He has all these powers, and something like that is happening, and he doesn't think maybe I could help.
Well,
it's a shit Superman.
In Man of Steel world, Gotham does exist because Batman was already a thing.
No, I get that, but not the Gotham we know.
Would be a dick, or not Superman, but Clark Kent is a dick because he has the ability to save everybody, but he doesn't.
Or at least try to help.
Well, because, I mean, really...
That's why I would say at least that's probably the point of where he's out in, you know, on the fishing boats and on all that stuff where...
He's not actually Superman.
Not that he's not actually Superman, but he's not in on the news. He's not in on, you know, current events
because he's
and
so
stuff
far into hiding.
Yeah, he's so far into hiding, he's not... Okay. Into that stuff, he's just trying to save.
He
just saves the people that he runs into, so to speak.
Well, yeah. He's not a hero just yet. But the problem with that is, Batman has been cleaned up Gotham enough where he doesn't need to be Batman anymore. Obviously, So like by the time Superman is old enough and doing that stuff, there is no cesspool that is Gotham, really. Because, again, we're not going off the Frank Miller story. Because the Frank Miller story, he sees that it's still a shithole and a cesspool. He just doesn't act on it anymore. That could be a thing. I mean, that could be the way it was. But Superman up until the point where he donned the suit, didn't actively go looking for that stuff. Because even they even show you the Man of Steel, he only acts out
on things that happen in his
right then, the oil rig.
Yeah,
he goes there because of that. Like, but he, like what Mike was saying is, if he was actively looking to help people, he should have gone to Gotham.
Yeah,
but I don't think he was. I don't think he was out.
Like, well, right, he wasn't to the point where he's actually fighting crime.
Because his dad told him he needs to.
I just think the whole series is horseshit.
Oh, yes, it is.
That's for sure.
Because we already know, they've told us already that Batfleck, his Batman, whoever it happens to be, is been retired or removed from the Batman role long enough where Superman wasn't a thing when he was also active.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
he was Batman pre-Superman.
Yes. Yeah. So basically, he's been retired because Batman v Superman takes place directly after Man of Steel, and Batman only shows up because he sees this threat as of Superman, because Superman literally decimates the city.
Well, I mean,
section of the city, not really the entire city.
And even then, Superman doesn't decimate the city. Zod decimates the city.
Well,
they both kind of decimate the city.
Together, they're fighting. He didn't sit in the sky and go, fuck you, Metropolis, like, but he was trying to fight, and because he doesn't know how to control his powers as well as he does, because he's never...
That is his first fight.
His
first real fight.
He gets a wee bit out of hand. And really, the part that devastates the city, it was not him and Zod.
It was the world engine.
Yeah. Because that thing was a fucking shit up.
Right.
It, which is where, if rumors are true, is where Aquaman comes from. Because the other part of that, so that the world engine's here in Gotham. Right.
Two different poles of
are in Metropolis. Over here was the other end.
Right.
And they're going womp, 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 making the gravity.
Aquaman comes from down here.
Aquaman's from over here.
Gotcha. For all of us that can see hands.
Yeah, it's like, which, if you think of Metropolis and Gotham, who are supposed to be sister cities.
I was going
to
say, there's like New York, New York City kind of a...
Well, they're based, they're like Chicago, Philadelphia.
Fair enough.
I think is what they said.
But right? Gotham is supposed to be... is supposed to be New York City.
Yeah.
Like New York City, yeah. Gotham's supposed to be the gritty, dark, and then... Metropolis is supposed to be the shiny new, which would be closer to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Sure, that's fine. And they're, so their sister cities are close enough to each other where, like, you could go back and forth easily.
Right.
But travel, like, no one wants to go to Gotham because it's a fucking nightmare. It's a shit
set. Yeah.
Like, you're going to get stabbed, and it's probably going to buy someone you know. Give me your train ticket. But then the other side is supposed to be where Aquaman comes from. I just don't think that's where he comes from. I think he's attracted because of the damage done there.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's supposed to be an islander, like, type of, like, thing. Because, like, from, like, Hawaii-type area. This is what they're basing this version of Aquaman on. So, I mean, if you go to the opposite of, say, New York.
Does that mean he only does the surf all day and, you know?
Well, he saves people and talks to whales and stuff. He tells fish to get a beer. Hey, try not to get seawater next time.
I'll open it.
More of the water.
Ghost fridge.
So yeah, back to what we're talking about. Jared Leto's Joker is supposed to be Joseph Gordon-Levitt's Robin,
according
John
to
Blake.
This guy's bad shit.
And the reason he says that is because if the evidence shows, because he has a J on his face,
right,
and his name was John Blake, and if you take John and Blake and you cut out the middle section, J O and K E make joke.
Just like this theory.
Yep. That's legitimately a point of evidence.
It's a huge fucking, like, book he wrote.
Some of the stuff gets worse, because remember the Bizarro Superman that the guy said was supposed to show up?
So he said there's evidence that there's a Bizarro in the movie, and they shows the evidence is a picture of Superman, and then right below the stand on the standee is a head that has red eyes. That toy I've seen in real life is an Artifacts toy, and the one with the red eyes is an interchangeable head where he's shooting his fucking eye beams.
Right.
Yeah.
His heat vision. That's why it has red eyes and looks angry, because he's yelling and shooting his eye beams. I was like, it's not a Bizarro. Bizarro would have an S that goes the other direction, and the colors would be swapped.
Because he's reverse Superman.
Dummy.
Yeah.
And if anything,
Bizarro eventually would be cool.
Would look like Zod, because they fucked up on cloning Zod and made him
Bizarro.
Which is another theory inside there that I didn't understand, that Lex Luthor gets a hold of Zod's body.
Oh, yeah.
And then
figures out a clone but uses Superman's DNA because it has the codex.
So he uses the Krypton to weaken Superman
to get his, to DNA. Get his
DNA to clone him. But then, I'm like, okay, well, why did you need Zod's body?
If you can clone Superman, you have his DNA.
And on top of that, you got close enough to Superman to take blood from him. Why didn't you just kill him?
Because he wants to create a clone to do it. Yeah, and his whole thing was the Bizarro Superman, or Bizarro, is who he puts in place of Superman, makes the little army of red capes, and frames Superman for being this tyrannical, like, threat.
Flimsy.
I'm like, if that threat, when that came up, that's why it's like, so Batman and Superman then, after their scuffle, team up and go after the Bizarro. And I was like,
golly, come on.
So dumb. This guy, like, he was stretching at so many fucking things. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, out the guy who everyone thinks is plays Alfred, which I can't think of his name right now. Jeremy Irons.
Yeah.
Like, is playing the role of Slade Wilson's butler, who is like Alfred to Bruce Wayne's Batman. I was like, or he plays Alfred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is like Alfred's.
Who is Alfred's,
who's Alfred's Alfred.
To yeah. Bruce Batman. Wayne's Batman. You know, like Alfred. He's too young.
They can make him whatever age they want.
Yeah,
they
really he's can. He's not really that young. He's not Michael Caine old.
No.
But you got to remember, they're not the same person. They're playing the same character, right, but not the same aged character. And because if you go by Batman Earth 1, he's a lot younger than he was in the normal one. He wasn't ancient by the time when Bruce was a little kid.
So as of today, we're supposed to, some point, get a trailer.
Yeah, we were promised Wednesday.
What do you hope is in the trailer? Personally,
I want someone to call him Bruce.
Right.
So this guy's shit theories goes right out of the fucking window. Because one of the things he points out in it, we'll get back to it in a minute, Joe, is that no one in the trailer calls Ben's character Bruce, and he never calls Jeremy Irons' character Alfred.
So yeah, I hope the first thing is like Alfred looking up, you know, hey Bruce, and he goes all, yeah, Alfred.
Yeah. And they're like,
and they both, two middle fingers come up.
They both look at the camera.
And that's the whole trailer.
And then it goes Batman v. Dot Superman.
Yeah. Which was the original by, like, he goes, because it says Batman v Superman with no dot. It can't be verses. It has to be five, like the Roman numerals.
It can be whatever the fuck they want it to be.
Then it would have a fucking colon right after
on the top
v,
or whatever.
Because it would be like Batman v colon Superman Dawn of Justice, but it doesn't. It says Batman v Superman colon Dawn of Justice, because Dawn of Justice is the subtitle. You idiot. You fucking loser hanging out in your parents' basement writing your manifesto.
By the way, just on a little side note, Jeremy Irons, Michael Caine, they're not that far apart in age.
No, but Michael Caine looks way older.
He does.
Like, he looks, even in The Last Witch Hunter.
Yeah.
Oh, he's definitely shown some age.
He looks a lot older.
So, he's definitely shown some age.
For shows.
But back to, real quick, to finish up, what are you hoping to see in the trailer?
I'm hoping to see more context of the
story.
The story.
The Batman side of the story, maybe?
I'm talking more of the Superman.
Just more of the Superman. Okay.
Because as of right now, we don't know anything other than the fact they fight, and there's a desert scene where Batman snaps a dude's neck and fights a bunch of dudes that have Superman logos on them.
Right.
And Lex has got some weird plan. Like, we don't really know anything and why it's called Dawn of Justice, because at this point, it looks like these two capes are fighting each other, and this still-haired Luther is like, I'm gonna do something. Like, you don't really know what is going on in the movie.
Right.
Other than the fact that they fight, like, and one of them shows up at one point.
Yeah, and that's what I want more explanation of. I want
just how this
bit of a better idea of what the story is, so that we can at least explain where Wonder Woman comes fits from, in. You know, where she fits in.
I don't know. You're not going to get any of that.
But
don't
want to
talk about
see,
that cast.
I want to actually see Aquaman in action.
Don't forget Cyborg.
Well, I can be fine with not seeing that.
Who plays Cyborg?
Ray Fisher, I think his name is, right? Like that. He's a young kid. Yeah, well, I say young kid. I mean, he's young compared to everybody else in the movie.
He should be.
Yeah. Like, but I don't think you see him. Yeah, I don't think you're going to see him as
no
cyborg.
Yeah, he may be. I'd say college because there's the whole thing with the football. He could be a professional football player, so he could be out of college because there's the scene they shot fucking like last year where it was a football game between the Gotham Rogues,
something like that,
and the Metropolis, yeah, something or other. And then they're like that was shot like way in advance.
So as soon as you heard that, you're like, "Oh, that's Cyborg," because Cyborg, yeah,
he was a football star,
was a football stud, and also a super smart dude.
I'm gonna call it right now. I'm gonna call it right now that they're gonna nickname him Cyborg
somehow.
No, they're gonna nickname him the Terminator.
They can't.
Well, they can.
They certainly could.
In this world, the Terminator could be the greatest movie of all time.
Terminator Genesis, you mean?
No, Terminator 2. Let's not get ridiculous. Terminator 2. Best movie of all time.
Right after Titanic.
Ouch.
Was there other... I mean, obviously, there's a theory we talked about before about Jared Leto's Joker being the Robin, which is so much evidence. If it's not something they do, it's just like, it's fucked up.
It's such a
miss-off. Like, they're like, we can't believe you found all that evidence because that was not what we planned at all. Yeah.
So, we dropped the ball on that one. Sorry. That's our fault.
But it seemed like, because, like for people who think that trailers get released and there's no thought put into them, like you're kidding yourself. Fucking mind.
Absolutely,
they're giving you
what they want you to see.
They want exactly this. They want podcasts to go on after that trailer's shown and talk about what they think is going to happen. Mm-hmm. So, like, they know what they're letting out, you know, and they also know exactly what they're not telling you that could plug all the other pieces together. So. There's a reason we see certain things and don't see other things because it creates intrigue and
it creates interest in the movie too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, they need to because I mean, they're starting fresh with a new Batman,
right?
They're going an all new direction just in general for all of it, but they're introducing of all things now. Like we said this before, like Suicide Squad. This early into a new franchise,
right.
And I really the only reason why they're doing it is deliver a Joker because Joker's never part of the Suicide Squad, and other than the fact that like these villains none of the villains that were in Suicide Squad were ever main villains to a hero. They were always just the Captain Colds of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're not really a threat. They're just there.
Right.
Every now and then you have to stop him from robbing somebody. But he's never going to create a fucking... to convert a telescope into a fucking ice gun. You're welcome.
Don't judge me.
Freeze.
Chill with that joke.
Had Nolan and... what's his name?
Christian Bale
stuck around, do you think that this would have been a good line for the movie to go to?
No, because the Superman would have destroyed that Batman.
Because of his
physical size. Like even with power armor on, he'd be like, es pequeño. Like, you as a small one.
Yeah, it's a very big step, big leap in science fiction to do that.
Even with a power suit, he'd be like, I'm going to have to make this thing. Like, he was going to have to be, he'd do like a, not that you would know because you haven't read the comic book, he would have to do like that bat suit from Court of Owls size, where like he gets in it and it's like Ironmonger type size.
So you're talking like a Hulk Smasher?
Yeah, like a Hulkbuster type thing. Because that's how much bigger Ben Affleck is compared to Christian Bale, just in general.
Well, I mean, if we're talking, you know, human to human, Christian Bale's not that small. Ben Affleck's 6'2".
No, I'm talking...
Even then, Christian Bale wasn't...
He was cut, puny. But he's not...
He wasn't... Dude, Ben Affleck bulked the fuck up.
Well, and I did hear that, and I've seen the photos, and I agree with you, but I don't think they were...
And then they also... It's like, on top of the
fact that... It's not like putting Cody next to, you know, Joe size.
Well, but on top of the fact that he bulked up in real life for this role to get physically bigger, then he's also going to... like, the suit and everything's going to add to that. So when you see Nolan's whole thing... was he wanted the suit to be very functional, realistic, like it was soldier body armor, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think they care a little bit less about realism in this one, and they just want it to be cool as fuck and look like a comic book.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we're going to forgive the fact that it's a big-ass fucking suit that in real life probably you couldn't
not very functional.
Able to move in it.
Yeah.
But I don't think people care because we've already seen the realistic one. Like, let's see...
let's see more comic.
You know,
I want to see the Frank Miller version. I want to see the fantastical Batman, where he does have a fucking gun. He can shoot diagonally at a building and pull himself up. Yeah. Because Christian Bale is always straight up in the building, which is fine.
It worked for that universe, but this is something that we want. We want to see more of the animated series Batman, where he's just all ching 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 ching, and you're like, he's got so many.
Well, you even see it in the trailer. He slams up against that wall and then shoots off real quick before the.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what you want to see. Yeah. Where in Christian Bale's, like, if that was the thing, he'd be like,
Nolan, and that's the other reason. Like, I don't think
it wouldn't be strong enough to pull him across.
Yeah, and that's the other reason I don't think this could be even part of the Nolanverse, because it's like it's a whole new.
Everything.
Like, everything's so different. The whole thought of realism. You could just see on the trailer, the sneak peek or whatever you want to call it that they released, like, it's all completely different style of stuff, you know?
It's a different looking Batman just in general.
Well, that's
his outfit
for
sure.
Yeah.
Because it looks more like the comic book version, where it looks like a singlet that he puts on.
Mm-hmm.
The Batmobile looks drastically different. It looks like every Batmobile before.
Right.
Like, it looks so far removed from the Tumbler.
Still super dope, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it looks like the Tumbler and fucking, you know...
The original Batmobile had this thing.
Somehow just, like... Basically, it looks like they took, like... I don't want to say the Schumacher ones, but very reminiscent of the Schumacher ones.
Ugh.
Just injected steroids, popped all the neon bulbs on it, and said... This is your Batmobile.
It almost looks like they took all the other, like, all the Batmobiles.
Threw them in a blender
and mashed them together.
Made a giant Blendtec blender, threw them in there, and just, like, dump
it. Blend?
And then out this roll, and this thing did. Rolls out.
It definitely blended.
And then Superman rips the doors off.
You're still pissing me off that you mentioned Joel Schumacher.
Except they popped the neon lights, though.
Yeah, but that's just...
That implies that there was lights.
And now you busted them. Now you have broken... lights on the fucking
Batmobile. They were just removed.
But they don't work, though.
They're still there.
He removed them eventually.
Yeah, he just took them off.
He had to make room for the guns he fucking has on it.
Yeah.
Still cannons. Pisses me off that you mentioned Joel Schumacher.
You're welcome.
Fuck you.
I mentioned it twice, by the way. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
No, I did.
I'm going three times.
I did.
But maybe
and I attempted to stare a hole through your head.
The ice cannon from the telescope.
That's true. That's true.
Schumacher.
You've just been Schumacher.
That shouldn't be a thing.
It is now.
Well,
it just drapes you.
We just got the title of the episode, kids. You've been Schumachered.
You're welcome.
Let's see.
That was pretty much it, wasn't there?
Yeah. All right, Cody,
wrap it up.
We didn't talk about Jessica Jones.
No.
Yeah, we have time.
Yeah.
Right now?
We got time.
We'll hit heavy on that next week. Because we saw the trailer, but we still.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it after it happens. I mean,
for Joe.
Because me and you will see it.
I'll wait for Joe.
Like right away.
We'll ruin everything for Joe.
And then Joe will watch it in a 6 months later.
I'll watch it 2 months after it comes out over the span of a month.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Sounds
Cody
good.
And I'll
start
probably
it 2 months after
it
comes out,
weekend.
Finish it 5 months after that, just in time for us to get ready for Daredevil. Season 2.
Yeah.
I didn't take that long to watch Daredevil. Once I started watching it, I finished it in like a month.
Yeah, but how long did it take you to start watching it?
It was like 2 months.
Okay.
Something like that.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
We're getting the Steel Second sign.
Yeah.
I was just round third.
Whichever.
Isn't Steel Second like this, or is that Slide?
It's whatever you want.
No, this is Slide. Slide with me. Slide with me.
Get out.
No, we definitely need to stop.
Hey, Cody.
Yeah.
What's up?
Whip it in nay nay.
Gross. All right. For real. Please stop this one now.
Yeah. That comes naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. Our special guest was
Taj.
All right, kids. See you next week. And as usual, you just came naturally. Joe ruins everything.